The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
You're watching The Big Story with Haryanto Duman. I'm Olivia Quay, coming to you live from the Straits Times newsroom.
Singaporeans across the island joined hands at 8 p.m. to clap in a show of appreciation for those on the front lines of the COVID-19 fight. Applause and cheers could be heard from Pasir Ris to Jurong.
The call was started by a British expatriate, Martin Vega, who was inspired by a similar initiative in the UK, and he joins us now over Skype. So, Martin, what did you make of last night's response to your call of action?
Well, you know what, just completely overwhelming. To hear Singapore roar, you know, with applause and saucepans banging out here and shouts of ole was just absolutely incredible. Mm. And all that the frontliners, they deserve this and so much more for their dedication at this time.
Mm. Martin, if you could share with us, how was this implemented? You put up an event notice on Facebook and, you know, just hope for the best.
Yeah, pretty much, to be honest. I set it up as a Facebook event on Friday after watching the highlights from the UK on Thursday. And, you know, I invited a few friends just to try and spread the word a bit. And then I think on Sunday, it was a pretty slow start. And then Sunday, the media got hold of it and it just went viral. And we just got so many people putting in great words and attending as such.
That's great. Martin, now that you've gotten the ball rolling, so to speak, do you think the public will continue this initiative that you started without having someone, you know, calling for it on social media?
Well, you know, it's a tough one. I've had many people get in contact since last night happened, you know, saying, you know, can we do this every week? Can we do this? And, you know, there needs to be a, you know, should we do this next Monday at 8 o'clock? You know, now that the event is known by more people, I think we can, but, you know, there does need to be a platform of the time that it's done so that it doesn't, you know, lose its effect.
Well, Martin, thank you so much for speaking with us. We'll see whether the call will be continued tonight or even next week. That was Martin Vega, who called on Singaporeans to clap from their windows and balconies last night for our COVID-19 frontline workers. Mm-hmm.